الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back in our program, The Final Revelation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the last episode, we were talking about the beauty of the Qur'an and the blessings of the glorious Qur'an. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to continue with the same theme, yet Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be talking about some of the rites of reciting the Holy Qur'an. And then also, see how our companions, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the best generation, how they would recite the glorious Qur'an as well. But before we do this, let's all make good intentions. As Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned in many bayans, that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. He reads this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a believer's intention is better than his action. And then the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama al-a'malu bin niyyat. That all your actions depend on your intention. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I make the intention to do this bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You can also make the intention that you will listen to this program from the beginning till the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then by acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً Pass on from me even if it's an ayat. So whatever we know, whatever we've learned from this bayan, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's go and pass it on to other people as well. And this is how the beauty of Islam and the message of the Quran and the Sunnah has been spread throughout the world. Before we start the program and discuss today's topic, my dear Islam brothers, let's just listen to a beautiful blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat in one of his bayan has mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever recites durood upon me once, Allah azza wa jal will shower 10 blessings upon that person. Allah azza wa jal will forgive 10 of his sins and Allah azza wa jal will elevate 10 of his stages. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who read the book of Allah and keep the prayer established and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. And in the commentary of the Holy Quran, on the word tijaratan, refers to the reward Allah Azza wa Jal has promised of a trade in which there is never a loss. It means this reward would not go to waste, nor would it be destroyed. Subhanallah. Just imagine doing business, and you are so certain and you are so sure that you will never be at a loss. Who doesn't want to do this business? Allah Ta'ala, He says that this business is for that person who will never ever be in loss. Subhanallah. In another verse of the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, translation from Kanzul Iman, those to whom we have given the book, read it in the manner it should be read. It is they who believe in it, and those who deny it, they are the losers. And on above blessed verse, Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, in this verse, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ It is they who believe, refers to the blessed companions of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who believed in the verses and endorsed them. Subhanallah azza wa jal. In today's program, we're also going to see how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would be their state when they would read the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, just imagine the glorious Quran being recited by the best of the generations, the Sahaba ikram. They heard the Quran directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed tongue. And then they memorized the glorious Quran. When just imagine when these companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today alhamdulillah, when we see a Qari, when we hear someone reciting the Quran in a very eloquent and beautiful voice, subhanAllah, just imagine what happens, the condition of that time. You know, a person, you just want to keep on listening to the beautiful Quran. Just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, the Sahaba ikram, when they would sit with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the one who was reciting the Quran. Subhanallah, such companions like Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq, Usman Ghani, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, the Ashra'i Mubashara, all the blessed companions, subhanallah, everyone is a diamond in their own place. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, I just want to mention some ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before we move on to the state of the Sahaba ikram. In Sahih Muslim, hadith number 804, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, continue reciting the glorious Quran as it will intercede for its reciters on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The Quran will be interceding for those people who will recite it on the day of judgment. In another beautiful hadith which has been quoted in Shu'bul Iman, hadith number 2002, it says, three kinds of people will be on the hills of dark musk. They will be free from any kind of distress, nor will they be asked for accountability until people will finish their accountability. Out of them, one will be that person who recited the glorious Quran for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and led people in prayer, and they are happy with him. In Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 215, it is stated that people of the glorious Quran, i.e. those who recite and act upon the commandments mentioned in the Quran, they are the ones who love Allah Azza wa Jal and His special people. Subhanallah. Those who recite the Quran are the special people of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who recite the Quran are those who love Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, you know, we make this statement. We claim that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. How many times have we recited the Quran? We say that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. We love the deen of Allah. We love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How many times have we recited the Quran? My dear Islamic brothers, let's look at the lives of the Sahaba ikram. It says, Al-Hazrat Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would be reading the glorious Quran, he would read the Quran so much that even the pages of the Quran, they would be worn out. Because Sayyiduna Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu would read so much Quran. There was so much enthusiasm, there was so much jazbah, and there would be so much love to recite the Holy Quran. Even alhamdulillah, when you look at the lives of the awliya-i kiram, how much love they had for reciting the Holy Quran. It says about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he would sit down to read the Quran, out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, he would start to cry. And he would say, this is the kalam of my Rabb, this is the word of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, today those of us who say that we don't get time to read the glorious Quran, seriously, you don't know what you're missing out on. You don't know what you are missing out today. The Quran, the word of Allah, subhanallah, brought a revelation by the best, the leader of all the angels, revealed upon the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealed on the most sacred night, on the best place on the planet, subhanallah, in the beautiful city of Makkah. Just imagine, today we are saying that we don't have time to read the Quran. That's very wrong. That is so sad to even utter these words. How could we even utter these words that I don't get time to read the Quran? Just think to yourself what you are saying. Have you ever sat down and closed your eyes and thought to yourself, what am I saying? I don't have time to read the Quran. No. Rephrase your words. Don't say that you don't get time to recite the Quran. My dear Islam brothers, Allah may be not giving us that ability to recite the glorious Quran. Who are we to say that we don't get time to read the Quran? Who are we? We are nothing. And the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is calling out to you. Read the Quran. The Quran was revealed for our guidance. It wasn't revealed that we could have the Quran in our drawers at home. It wasn't revealed that we could give a gift to a Muslim as a Quran and then put it at home. No. The Quran was not revealed for that. The Quran, it mentions, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The Quran, the remembrance of Allah, is the satisfaction of the hearts. We have problems today. Where do we go? Sadly, people turn towards reading novels, magazines, books. People sadly go to the cinemas, watch a film. People will go out strolling in the park. Why are you wandering here and there for? Why are you blindfoldedly going the wrong direction deliberately? Why don't you turn towards the Quran? The Sahaba-i-Kiram, alayhimu ridwan, when you lead their lives, the Sahaba-i-Kiram had so much belief in the Quran. The Quran is full of guidance. Whatever we see around us today, even what is going to happen in the future, it is all written in the Quran. And the Quran, it is not a book that we just read a few pages and that's it, we put it away. And we're going to read it next time when we are free. No, you need to make yourself free. You need to make yourself get away from this world. Because if you don't get away from this world, remember, you're still going to leave this world one day, aren't you? Then why shall we not prepare for that? My dear Islam brothers, the glorious Quran, the Sahaba-i-Kiram would read the Quran for cure as well. Yes, the Quran is medicine as well. The Quran is the best form of medicine as well. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would feel ill. In the hadith it says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when he complained of a sore throat, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the glorious Quran. A man once presented himself in the blessed court to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained about pain in his chest. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited the Holy Quran and he says, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and cure for the hearts. So if you've got chest pains, what's the best medicine? The Quran. If you've got pain in the body, in the joints, you've got a sore throat, you've got a headache, you've got a temperature, you've got a fever, anything. The best form of medicine, my dear Islam brothers, try to take this beautiful medicine, the glorious Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith quoted in Sunan ibn Majah, hadith number 3501. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, خَيْرُ الدَّوَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ, that the best medicine is the glorious Quran. And commenting on this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi has stated that the best amulet, the best ta'weez is that which is carried out through the glorious Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the glorious Quran, and we send down in the Quran that which is a cure for the Muslims and a mercy, and it increases only ruin for the unjust. So the glorious Quran is the cure for the body, the heart, the soul, in fact everything. When some pieces of writings or words have distinction, then what do you think about the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are superior to all other writings or words? The words of Allah Azza wa Jal are superior to all other scriptures and books, as Allah Azza wa Jal Himself is to His creation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Maktabatul Madina has published a book, Jannati Zevar. And it says that any dua that is made after reciting Suratul Fatiha 100 times will be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. So these are the benefits of reading the Quran. Your duas will be accepted. by reciting Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is the opening chapter, the first surah of the Holy Quran. And anyone who recites that 100 times and makes a dua, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept his dua. He further on, he says that the shaitan, he flees from the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. The shaitan, he runs away from that person. He runs away from that house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is being recited. Reciting of Ayatul Kursi removes poverty. And that's something that people complain about. You know, I don't get enough money. My financial status is that I'm in a crisis. I'm losing money every day. I don't know where my money goes. I don't know how I'm going to get back on my feet again. I'll tell you, recite Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is that beautiful ayat in para number 3. All the ayats of the Holy Quran are beautiful, are blessed. But some, and inshallah, this is what we are going to talk about in our next programs as well, about some certain verses and surahs that we can recite for many of our problems as well. Whoever memorizes the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf, he will remain secured from Dajjal. Whoever goes to visit the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday and then recites Surah Yasin next to them, yani next to their grave, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant forgiveness for him in place of each letter. Subhanallah. You know, if our parents, they've passed away, or maybe, you know, they are not buried in this country, they're buried elsewhere, then my dear Islam brothers, even though we cannot go to their grave, at least recite Surah Yasin Sharif and give the reward to their souls. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the mercy and by grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will be benefited as well. The recitation of Surah Al-Dukhan, it removes troubles. So there are so many beautiful, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, verses of the glorious Quran. And like I said, we're going to be discussing these in detail as well. Whoever recites Surah Al-Jasiyah and blows, does dumb at the person who is in the pangs of death, he will have a peaceful end. Reciting Surah Al-Hujurat and doing dumb is beneficial for blessings in the home. Recitation of Surah Al-Qaf brings about abundance of fruits in one's garden. By reciting Surah Al-Rahman 11 times, all objectives are achieved. And the one who recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah daily would never suffer from starvation. The one who recites Surah Al-Mulk every night would be protected from the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah. In the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, you know, Amir Ahl Sunnah has written this in Madri Inamat as well, that we should try to read or listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Mulk every night before we go to sleep. Inshallah, with the blessing of this surah, Allah Ta'ala will keep us away from the punishments of the grave. So reciting Surah Al-Muzammil 11 times eases each difficulty. Making dua for memorizing the glorious Quran by reciting Surah Al-Mudassir, memorizing the glorious Quran will become easy. So those people who want to become Hafiz-e-Quran, or you are trying to recite, or you are trying to learn a specific surah, then subhanallah azza wa jal, we find to recite Surah Al-Mudassir, inshallah azza wa jal, it will become easier for you to memorize the Quran. The recitation of Surah Al-Naziat eases the agony of death. And recitation of Surah Al-Duha finds a man who ran away. So anyone in the family, you know, has run away, you know, it could be many, many problems. Sometimes it's mental problems, someone has run away and is mentally ill. Then alhamdulillah azza wa jal, by reciting Surah Al-Duha, wa-duha wa-layli idha saja, reciting this surah, inshallah azza wa jal, you will find that person. The possession, Surah Alam Nashrah, is recited upon, will have loads of blessings. Subhanallah. Recitation of Surah At-Teen 3 times, wa-teeni wa-zaytun, 3 times, improves character and manner. And Surah Alaq has the cure of joints pain. And this is quite common in our community today. A lot of people, forget the old people, even the youngsters, you know, they complain of joint pains. So alhamdulillah, Surah Alaq, recite that, inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah Ta'ala will cure us of joint pains. And the one who recites Surah Al-Qadr in the morning and evening, Allah will elevate his honor. Suratul Bayyinah has the cure for jaundice. Suratul Zilzal is equivalent to a quarter of the Quran. And dumb blowing of Suratul Adiyat is useful for that animal or man who is the victim of an evil eye. The smallest surat in the Quran is Suratul Kawthar. Yet, Alhamdulillah, look at the blessing. It says, by the recitation of Suratul Kawthar, a man without children receives children. So there's so many people out there who are complaining that they don't have children. Alhamdulillah, Suratul Kawthar is the shortest surat in the Quran. Yet, inshallah, reciting that, it will have so many, Alhamdulillah, benefits and blessings that Allah Ta'ala will give children to that person. And Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas protects from evil jinns, shaitan and jealous people. And Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, very, very famous surat. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, nearly every Muslim knows Suratul Ikhlas is equal to the one third of the Quran. And there are numerous virtues of it. And Suratul Yaseen, Yaseen, Wal Quran Al Hakeem, this beautiful surat, the ulama, they say that Surah Yaseen is the heart of the Quran. SubhanAllah. The heart of the Quran. And whoever recites Surah Yaseen once will be rewarded as if he has recited the Quran 10 times. SubhanAllah. Tilawat ka jazba ata kar ilahi. Muaf farma meri khata har ilahi. Tilawat karu har ghadi ya ilahi. Bakuna kabhi bhi main wahi tabahi. SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, in our program today, we've heard about the blessings and the benefits of reciting the glorious Quran. You know, every word of the Quran is a blessing. We all agree and we all believe in that. Every verse, every word of the Quran is, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a source of blessings, a source of mercy. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, just imagine, if you read one word of the Quran, you know, what is the reward for every letter that a person reads? 10 good deeds are written for that person. 10. For one letter. Alif, Lam, Mim. That's 3 letters. That's 30 good deeds by just reciting these 3 letters. Just imagine someone who reads one verse of the Quran, how much reward he's going to get. And someone who recites one ruku, one chapter of the Quran, one surah of the Quran, or even one para. Just imagine how much reward. That is, and you know, that you cannot even count the reward that a person will start to receive once he starts reciting the glorious Quran. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if you are in debt, if you are in any problem, if you are in financial difficulty, if there's problems at home, if there's problems with the family, with the children, the husband or the wife, with parents, with brothers and sisters, within your family and friends, there is one cure. And that cure is the Quran. Read the Quran and seriously, you will see all these problems, inshallah, so they will be removed. Try to read the Quran. Try to sit at home. It's not an experiment because, alhamdulillah, it has been proved many times. But have we ever done this at home? Or, you know, we're in the masjid. Everyone's gone home. We are sat in the masjid. It is only you and your Rabb. And then you start to open the Quran. Ya Allah, I am reading the Quran. I've got so many problems in my life. Oh Allah, all these problems, financial difficulties, family problems, disobedient children. Ya Allah, I'm fed up. You know, sometimes people are fed up with life. They're so scared. They can't find any way that they could help themselves. Just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, sit down, open the Quran, start reading. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And I guarantee you, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of Allah, your heart will be satisfied. And my dear Islam brothers, let's make this intention that from today, not tomorrow, not after an hour, after this program, let's go do fresh wuzu, sit down, and read the Quran, a few verses with the translation and the commentary, and just see that blessing and that closeness that you will receive to Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to recite the glorious Quran. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla safeguard our iman. Until next time, please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.